Hi, everybody. Welcome to Who Cares About the Rock Hall, a podcast about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm your host, Joe Guzzala. I know too much about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. With me, as always, is my co-host. She also knows about the hall, but she doesn't want to. We're back. We're live. Second episode back. She discovered something I did on the... Anyway, Kristen, hey, welcome. Kristen Studdard, you're here.
Hi, Joe.
The skeptic, the voice of the people, the little devil on my shoulder.
I'm back. We're live. We're in person, and you can feel it, baby.
The vibe is loose. We're outside. And this is, you know, one of three annual episodes that I think are always among our best.
I love this episode.
We went through everybody who became eligible this year, last week. And now it's time for the 2023 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ballot draft.
Wow.
And at this point, we're 3 years running with the same crew.
Same crew.
The
draft crew.
Solid draft crew. One of them is literally not here, and we said, why not start without him? And
you're taking up the tail of the snake, Joey.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. And you know what? If we get through it and he's still not here, we're going to move on. I think if you're late, you're going to have to be penalized in some way, because that might not even necessarily for some people be
the worst position.
Yeah.
It was for me. I will say that.
Yeah.
I did not enjoy being at the tail of the snake.
Let's bring in our guests. Joining us, I want to say, for the fourth year in a row, podcaster, comedian Jimmy Pardo. Welcome, Jimmy.
Hi. Not five?
I want to say this is four, because we've done it. This will be our fifth one. But I don't.
I was not on year one.
You were not with us for the first one.
Who was year one?
It was Greg Barrett.
Okay.
That's right. Then you guys went, we got to pick it up a little bit.
Yeah, we get rid of the dead weight.
We got to get some people that will follow the guest and listen to the program as opposed to, yeah, it's great to have Greg, but no. But
I mean, yeah. We love Greg, but never again.
Here. One of my favorite people in the world, by the way.
Truly.
In fact, my first pick.
And it's on the board. He's picking Greg Barrett, and
wow.
I'm assuming his surf rock band.
Didn't see that one coming.
Well, thank you for joining us, Jimmy.
My pleasure.
Here for the third year in a row, River Butcher. Welcome.
Oh, my God. Thanks for having me back. It's really great to be outside with you guys.
It is. And it's
it
as nice of a day
today.
As it's been in months.
I'm so sorry to the rest
of the country, but it is 70 degrees here right now, and
it does feel nice.
It is gorgeous.
Sun is out, and it's feeling nice.
I was just on the East Coast, and it was very cold.
Yeah.
And it snowed. I mean, I actually got a really beautiful snow, and then I got to be like, goodbye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys
nice.
Enjoy this.
Get one
we'll
in, and then
no
get
more
out.
Of that,
about
please.
An hour of a snow, and then I was on my Spirit flight home.
Ooh. Okay. So, you know, bit of an
the Lord give us, the Lord take us away.
River reigning champ.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait. Okay. Oh. So what was the totals from last year?
So last year, River came in with 8 points. Having nabbed two first-timers on the ballot who went in, Duran Duran and Carly Simon.
Mm.
I came in second place, 6 points. I had Eminem, but I also had Beck, who made the ballot for the first time but didn't get in.
Didn't get in. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy's coming in third place, 3 points, simply with Pat Benatar.
That's it. Thank
there
you very
go.
Much.
Joey Devine had Rage Against the Machine and MC5, who made the ballot, had been on the ballot before, did not get in, so that's 2 points.
Wait, so you mean to tell me that I came in, what, last with how many 0 points?
Kristen, as you might recall, you picked nobody who wound up even on the ballot.
I biffed it so hard last year that I don't even remember who I picked. I do know I picked Weezer early and dumbly. And I think I also picked Oasis.
I picked
a bunch of bands I don't even like.
You picked a bunch of bands that it would be best for you to not try and remember them.
Who else did I pick?
I don't think I should tell you because I don't want to.
Oh, no. You don't want to influence
it
me?
It may influence this year because maybe they're good picks for this year.
It could be. Or they could continue to be dog shit.
I picked Outkast last year.
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
We've established this. I'm not saying
okay.
Who you picked.
0 points. I just remember. I remember feeling it. I could feel it in the moment. And I could definitely. As I drove away, I was like, wow.
What have I done?
I was like, one whole year until redemption time.
And you listen to show on a regular basis, so you kind of know what's going on.
If you do listen,
at least an hour a week for years.
If you do listen to the show on a regular basis, though, you will recall that I do forget almost everything.
It's one of the hallmarks of our show. goes in one ear, out almost immediately, to the point where It's baffling. Even I have seen it up hand, like close.
Didn't I do really well the first year? And then fourth year, somehow I just
2020, you picked up Whitney and Biggie, which was 8 points right there.
Honestly?
But let's go over what those points mean.
Okay.
If you make the ballot, that is 1 point. Mm-hmm. If you have not been on the ballot before, that's an extra point.
Mm-hmm.
So you're, you know, compelled, potentially, if you want to go for the points, try and pick people who've not been on the ballot before. And if you are inducted, that's an additional 2 points. So one artist could potentially be 4 points, could be as few as one. We will be doing it, picking five. We'll be doing a snake draft, which means 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, fifth person then gets the sixth slot. If Joey doesn't show up, we're going to skip him.
And then just give him five picks at the end?
He's
just out.
He can, yeah, what you said.
Five
maybe
picks
when he
end.
Gets here, he can start to pick up where we left off, and then at the end he can fill in
fair.
Where he was.
I'm saying okay. It's fair.
Yeah, I just think there has to be some sort of punishment.
To be fair, and just letting everybody know, Joey, for some unknown reason, thought that we were starting a half an hour later than we actually are.
At no point was that time discussed or uttered.
Mentioned. So not even a consideration.
He was texted for an ETA. He said, I thought we were starting in 30 minutes.
I'll be there in 10. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Also, this year, we are doing another wild card round, which is where...
Who did we pick in wild card last year?
Oh, last year it was like Sparks, because that documentary just happened.
Uh-huh.
I think Styx was chosen...
by Jimmy.
Hello.
For sure.
Hello.
That's
going to be a good pick next year.
There were some...
That's my guess.
Some weird ones. They didn't pan out. But you cannot... That pick has to be... You cannot be... Can't have been on the ballot before. Can't be a true wild card.
Well.
See someone showing up in the
You're
distance.
You're hearing live.
There's
he's
a hustle.
He's hustling.
Oh, maybe he doesn't
he's
get last pick.
He's jogging
yeah,
right
he
up. Maybe he doesn't.
Maybe I want last pick.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, you could.
Okay.
And
now
joining
now
us from the Round Ball Rock podcast.
Sorry about that, guys.
Thought it was later.
Welcome.
It isn't. He's breathing heavily.
My brain is literally broken.
Joey anyway. Devine, welcome. You almost, we almost completely started the draft.
You were almost left behind. We're brutal.
I mean, fair.
There's very strict rules in rock
and roll. I feel rude.
That's what
I'm never late to anything, and my brain is like...
Well, you're not late. You went by the... Yeah. Things happen on the quote, river, on the half hours. Most people schedule things at the 30-minute mark.
All right.
Again,
well,
it's River's joke. I delivered it very well.
Yeah, you re-delivered it perfectly.
Just to review, wild card, no one can have it written on their list anywhere. Mm-hmm. Has to be... So it's a true wild card, can't have been nominated before.
And again, that's after the...
That's after we do all our regular five rounds of picks, okay. And then also we'll do a side category round for the first time this year.
Love it.
Can be any side category, can be non-performer, can be early influence, can be musical excellence, which, as we know, can literally be anyone. It's a category that makes no sense and is completely open. So you could, if there's someone from your regular list you want to throw in there, you can choose them, but you will not get points unless they're inducted in a side category.
Okay, I got. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So if I was, I'm just going to make up a name.
Why don't you pick a name from last year, like Duran Duran?
All right, so if I pick Duran Duran in round one, they don't get in, but they get in on a side category. I don't get those points because I didn't say they're part of the side category.
I think you would get points, but if in your wild card you picked them and they got in through the normal route, you wouldn't. So I think in the regular rounds, if it happens to turn out that one of these artists is inducted in a side category, I think that's...
We get points.
That you get points.
Thank you for your time.
But if you try to do it in the side category and they get inducted through the voting, no points.
No points.
No points.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if I just pick five crummy acts? Any points?
Just because it's sad?
Wait, I'm going to say no.
No, nope, yeah, very good.
Yeah, can you like shoot the moon and go all zeros and get... Yeah, you win if you do that?
If somehow you manage to get...
That means I won last year.
We were shown that it was so easy last year by Kristen to do that I don't think we can reward any points for that.
Okay.
And we will be determining the order with the Partomizer, partomizer.com, which is a Jimmy Pardo branded randomizer.
I wish I can give the person credit who developed that. Developed seems like a strong word. Who did that website?
Right. But we don't know their identity, or they did something
wrong. I can't remember who it is.
Okay. I thought maybe they were canceled.
I wish I could. No.
But after what they said, I cannot. All right. So the way I'll do this, I'll get my number, 1 through 5. And I'll show this as proof. I am being given the number one pick.
What?
Don't you always get
no?
This
come
feels
on,
like
man. I did last year.
Last year and this year so far.
All right.
This is like when Hardwick did a bowling show. You know, this isn't
his
fair.
Dad was a professional bowler. So I'm going first. Ugh. Next up, Joey is going to go number two.
This is garbage. As someone who's sitting in the number five seat, I really am. Oh, no, I don't like this.
All right, Jimmy.
Yeah, five.
You're getting four.
Damn it. A lot of
River,
J's.
You were, yeah, we do. We got a number of J's in the mix. River, you are getting getting a lot of twos and ones. Three. You're coming in the three spot, River, which means Krista will be.
I'm back at the tail of the snake somehow.
Five, but also,
that's, I would rather have five than four
I'll trade
or three.
You.
Number six as well.
I mean,
so,
you could trade.
Yeah, because you get the two back. You get the two picks back to back.
We had Joey there.
Yeah.
All right. So it's going to be me.
No, it just seems
it's
like
it's
going to
be Joey.
The partomizer has spoken.
It's going to be River, and then going to be Pardo, and then going to be Kristen.
Okay.
You just crossed out Joey Devine's full name and wrote chaos. This just does not bode well for me. I came in with such a good attitude. I was like, I'm ready to do this draft. I don't like it already.
Okay. Well, I guess before we begin, I will say, I think this is a hard year.
Yeah.
This is the hardest year we've ever done this.
Almost every year we've done this, there has been one, like, kind of obviously newly eligible act that seemed like a slam dunk. I don't think we have that this year.
The Jay-Z of it all is not.
There were also, I would say last year, I would have put money on Pat Benatar. I would have put money on Duran Duran. I will almost put money on nobody.
Yeah, I
have
no idea. Well, there's one person who I think Joe's about to pick.
Yeah, Joe's about to pick. Yeah.
All right, my first pick is the person who maybe had the best music story of this year, completely against her involvement, just suddenly, because of Stranger Things, became a huge thing. I think, at the very least, we'll get on the ballot, but if ever
she's
going to
in.
Get in, it is going to be this year. And for the first overall pick, I'm taking Kate Bush.
I think it's going to be a musical influence thing. I think she's going to get inside door, but I think she gets in. So
yeah,
I think if she's going to ever going to get in the front door, it's this year.
Yeah, if she's going to get voted in, it'll be this literally this year.
I mean, has there? I don't think there's a better comeback story in music. Went to top five of the pop charts in America. Went to number one, and this was a song that that like barely charted originally. Mm-hmm. Just a crazy
vinyl
comeback.
Albums in Urban Outfitters,
Target.
Here we go.
Yeah,
it's Kate Bush.
So, and Kate Bush has been on the ballot before. So can't get 4 points on this one. I just
putting out a notes. Thank you to all the people. You love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
It's like okay.
Notorious
Dang.
Recluse Kate Bush.
I can't
okay,
believe it. Okay.
All right,
well,
Joey.
All right, so
second pick.
I really didn't want the second pick because there was only one person I wanted to pick, and you picked her. I think I am going to take George Michael.
Damn you.
George Michael.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, someone who has been, I think we've may have drafted, you know what, I think you drafted George Michael last year. Kristen, so maybe this is a cursed choice, but George Michael's going to come up
George
at some
Michael
point.
George Michael will come up eventually. Yeah. It is not a bad pick.
Especially since we saw last year Lionel Richie, we're seeing like the big titans of pop. George Michael has to be in the mix at some point. Especially if we're going down that road, which we are.
Yeah.
I'd say good pick. And next up is River.
Great, it's me. All right. Since this is the third time, I don't think I said this last time, so forgive me if you heard me say this last time. I feel like every time I do this, as soon as I'm going to say every pick, I'm like, did I even research this at all? Am I right? Is this even going to be... Like, I'm like, I just looked at it. I just looked at the list, and I'm like, I'm going to embarrass myself so much. But whatever. So just putting that out there. I'm going to go with Missy Elliott.
That is a great pick.
So
that
Missy Elliott
incredible
of...
pick. That would have been my number one.
Of
so
all sorry, the
okay.
newly...
Sure, this win with you. If
I'm,
it...
back at the, I'm back at the...
Of all the newly eligible acts like, this year...
That's the one.
Missy is... far and away the most likely to make the ballot and potentially get in.
Yes.
I'd love to go with those for my first pick. That's my favorite.
So really good. It was a great choice.
Yeah.
I was hoping it would still be available
so
come
sorry,
to the end of the snake. That's okay. You know, you made a great choice. You made a great choice.
No, it was a good choice. That was... all right. Next up, we got Jimmy Pardo.
Well, River, I actually thank you for taking Missy Elliott, because that means I don't have to debate anymore. Do I go with Missy Elliott or the obvious Pardo choice here, which...
Sticks.
I mean, it's
again,
on the
2024,
table.
Sticks gets in. I'll put money on it right now.
Great.
Joe, the look on your face, you know exactly what I'm going to say. I will go with Iron Maiden for my first choice.
Iron Maiden.
Only because I need to stay on brand. But I think this is the year.
For sure. I mean, Iron Maiden has been on the ballot one time before, has been drafted by Jimmy, I want to say at least twice. With Judas Priest out of the way last year, you might think the lane is clear for someone like Iron Maiden to, if not
on the ballot, certainly in the Priest style.
Yeah.
Right. Like musical excellence. And like we said, that will count for points.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Because they'll treat it like that.
Kristen, we get two in a row from you.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
What do we got?
Okay, first up, this artist has been hanging around the hall quite a bit, and, you know, they showed up to the ceremony this last year, and I'm going with Sheryl Crow.
Great pick. It's an excellent pick. That was number two on my list.
That was my other choice.
I think that she will get nominated this year, and I think when she gets nominated, she will get in.
She is has been to the induction ceremony many times, was involved in two of the artists last year. Not only did she induct Pat Benatar, she performed 9 to 5 for the Dolly Parton tribute performance. And I've always felt you can't get Sheryl in until you put in Carly Simon,
and now Carly Simon's in. Lo and behold.
It really, and also Sheryl Crow had a documentary this past year. It feels like there's a decent amount of momentum leading to that. So I think it's a great pick.
What if I'm not a fan of hers? Will that play into this at all? You think that'll affect voting?
You're registering your complaint now, and it just might. It just might.
I get to pick again, and lucky for me, I get to pick another person that I am a fan of. I cannot believe that this artist has not been nominated yet, and I think that Mariah Carey is going on the ballot this year. Mm. I think that she will get nominated this year.
Surprising hasn't been in contention yet. It felt like as soon as we had like
Janet, and then Mariah
felt like next in line.
I'm picking Mariah, and it's actually just an honor to get to pick her. I'm happy that I got to pick her.
I want
to
say last
I thought
year
you were going to say Weezer.
No, I tried this year, Joey. I made a list.
You know what? Already out of the gate, I'm going to say these two are stronger than your five last year.
It's true.
All right. Now we come back to Jimmy.
Hi. I will stick with this female solo artist trend that we're on. Mm-hmm. And I will go with Cyndi Lauper.
Great pick.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Was my number three. Because I'm feeling like we went Stevie Nicks, Go-Go's, Pat Benatar. Feels like we're in the 80s ladies train.
I will tell you that she actually was my number one pick, but I needed to stay on brand and go with Maiden first and then hope nobody took Lauper.
And I'm glad you got it.
I didn't even put her on my list this year, and I think I've drafted her before.
You have in the
past. Like, love her very much, but I think with the coming of Kate Bush this year, I think,
you think
the
that pushes
strange,
her out?
The unusual female spot has been.
You know, you make a good point. Maybe Cyndi gets in the back door.
She's not. She hasn't been nominated enough. She's not in the mix enough. In my opinion, and believe me, I want there to be room for a lot of weird women in the hall. Mm-hmm. That would be great if they would put in too, but. They do remain the hall, and so that to me, I looked at her and I said, I think probably Kate is going to be.
Yeah, that said, you got 0 out of 5 last year, so I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
anything.
So your expert commentary.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing your score this year, Jim.
Right now I'm looking at 2. I'm guessing right now I have 2 points.
Oh, okay.
Right, because Cyndi's been Cyndi's never been nominated.
Never nominated.
She's
so
never
she
been
got
nominated.
I got 3 points. I got 3 points.
Okay.
So far.
And I think also worth mentioning, we got a big board. If you hear a paper rustling here and there, we're doing a big physical board like we're doing fantasy sports.
We're also counting crows out here. So
if you heard that bird.
All right, River, second choice. What do you got?
Boy.
See, the thing is, I just wrote down names. I didn't put them in any sort of order this year. in choosing, and so, you know, I get to really play some jazz in the Rock Hall.
There's no place for jazz in the Rock Hall.
There's two places for
jazz
in the Rock Hall.
It's the acts you're not choosing.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. That's right. You know, I mean, I'm going to do, in my round two, I'm going to do a little Pardo-esque in his round one, in my round two, because I feel like I would be really bummed if I didn't at least have this on the board. Joe, why don't you just write it down? I don't even have to say it.
There it is. I know. I'm putting the X next to it.
I wish
in
this
mine.
Was a video podcast so everybody could see that he knew exactly who I was choosing.
I wrote an X
Akron
next
Zone
to mine.
Devo.
Corn.
Yeah, Devo been on the ballot. This would be their fourth turn on the ballot. They show up and, you know, I hope they get in. They will. And I hope they get in when the ceremony is in Cleveland.
Oh yeah,
that would be cool.
That would be
is
very
the sleep
cool.
ceremony in Cleveland?
They have not announced yet. It could be. It
New
could
York
be New York
or Cleveland. Yeah.
They should do it in Akron one year.
It's in a field
for no reason other than it would make.
Should
you
have done
happy.
A lock three for all my Akron listeners out there.
Devo, good pick.
Devo, solid.
All right, Joey, what do you got?
This year is so weird. There's no like obvious
consensus
way
yeah.
or to do this. Give me Cher.
All right.
Whoa, yeah. All right.
Okay. We a popular pick amongst our draft
we love
drafters.
To draft Cher.
We really
something about us
Cher
is
Jimmy
Devo
has,
for me.
Kristen has.
Yes.
And you know, it feels like too big to fail. You know what I mean? It just feels like you're going to have to, you know, and Cher has I believe she participated in the Tina package, like they interviewed her and she said some stuff for that, so you know the hall came calling.
She's dating like a rapper right now.
Cher?
Yes.
Yeah, very young rapper.
Yeah,
young by her standards.
Why can't I can't remember his name.
It's someone of note.
Yes, my sister told me about
this. Is it somebody of note?
No, I can't remember his name. Why can't I remember?
It's almost like if you only had a phone in your hand at this very moment.
Is it Young Gravy?
In his type, Young Gravy, a person who I don't know what he does other than
date older women,
be interested in people's mothers. But you find a brand, I guess, and you go for it.
Okay, she is dating Alexander Edwards, A.E. Edwards, but he...
I feel like you said of note.
I thought he was of note. My sister knew who he was. Oh, maybe it's like... Whatever. I'm sorry to any... We have no Gen Z listeners, and... And it shows.
All right, so Joey picked Cher, dating Titan AE, and I will be, I get to pick two, and I think I'm just going to take two off the board that we are constantly picking, and
everybody
can't get on the ballot, so maybe at this point I'm being a fool. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results.
I'm putting an X next to it. Go
ahead. Does not matter which one I do first. So first one I'll do is Outkast.
Yep.
I like Outkast being right underneath Kate Bush.
I know exactly what you're going to do next as well.
I just feel like with Outkast, I'm just shocked they haven't been on a ballot yet. There's no obvious hip hop nominee that would be in the way of Outkast, like a Jay-Z or a Biggie. And then underneath this, a favorite, I think, of all of ours, most of us at least, I have to pick the B-52s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you sort of screwed up my all-gay picks by doing that, but...
yeah. Or at least Cher is...
Yeah, like, you know what I mean.
Yeah, gay in the sense of fan base.
Gay icon.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The B-52s, it's just like, how have they not been on a ballot? I feel like if they got on the ballot, they would waltz right in. They are at the nexus of weird art rock, but also like populist party music.
Well, and they're the Eurythmics pick of this year. They're kind of the art rock duo, you know, like... They fit that category.
Well, it feels like they keep going for Devo to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, now that we're, like, firmly in the MTV era with who is being inducted, Duran Duran, Eurythmics, it just feels like we might have time for B-52s. And I would like to see it. And also, they just did their, like, farewell tour.
Mm-hmm.
So the timing feels right. A thing I've said 5 years in a row.
So true.
About the B-52s. All right. And we go back to Joey.
Oh, boy. I'm going to take, do I want an easy point or do I want
to go for the gold?
To go for the gold. I think I'm going to make the big swing, and I am going to take the male Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson.
Fair enough.
Turning 90 this year.
Yeah.
Wow.
If they keep going down that road, that old dusty road, Willie is the obvious next pick.
But do they do that the
I don't
year
see it
right
happening.
After Dolly?
I don't see that. That was an interesting pick, but I it could happen. It doesn't feel super.
I'm
likely.
Just trying to get points on the board, baby. There aren't a lot of like.
Me. I'm also like he's. 90.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Are we really
going to
wait?
Do it while he's alive.
Yeah.
They've waited for a lot of other people.
Yeah,
it's
agree.
True. Very true. And sometimes when it's too late.
Man,
so. Right. So with the Hall, the Hall loves him. But that's the thing is, after the kind of pseudo controversy of Dolly Parton last year and the conversation of country in the Rock Hall, do they want to avoid that? Or did they secretly love it because people were talking about the Rock Hall for the first time in decades? So I think Willie Nelson is... I like it as a choice. I think it's bold. Mm-hmm. I've heard something about fortune favoring. I don't know. Maybe not. River.
Usually I go safe. Usually I go for all one-pointers. Now this year I'm...
Didn't serve you. You got 2 points last year, so it didn't really serve you well. So, yeah,
no.
let's make some swings.
I'm gonna make some swings and go... You said fortune favors the bold.
I said fortune favor, and then I gave up, I think is what I said.
Fortune flavors the bold. So instead of being a Cool Ranch Dorito...
Doritos.
Yeah, that's right. Instead of being a Cool Ranch Dorito, I'm going to be a Flamin' Hot Cool Ranch Dorito.
Whoa.
And I'm going to go with Queens of the Stone Age.
Whoa! That is wild to me.
There's some wild stuff happening. This is feeling like... All right.
Now, you know, the...
It's not newly eligible, as we discussed
last year.
And alt-rock radio alive in a much Foo Fighters-esque way, but with much less success.
Yes, of course.
And, you know, Grohl... has been a member of that band, so there's some kind of insider.
I feel like there's some glad handing situation going on with that band.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, they make video game music, and there's a lot to be said about that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Video games very hot right now.
So hot right now. The kids love them.
All right, Jimmy, we come back to you.
Okay. I'm going to go with, speaking of people that have, he may already be in... In another way, but I don't think he is. But I'm going to go with Glenn Campbell.
Okay.
Oh,
I like that.
Ooh.
Glenn is he already in as part of a group of some sort?
No,
Glenn Campbell
has no representation in the Rock Hall at the moment.
I think it's time for Glenn Campbell.
Should've
I think
put him
the
in
time
with
was
the Beach Boys.
Years ago. Beach Boys or like
the Wrecking Crew if they had decided to induct them as a group, which they did not. And they've inducted plenty of his peers, Hal Blaine, Earl Palmer, those types of
and
studio
Glenn
musicians.
Had a huge legit pop career in addition to being an amazing guitarist. I say Glenn Campbell, and I'm standing by it.
And could go either way. Could be the ballot, could be in a side category. Well, we're going to have a special side category designated round, but if one of these picks gets in a side category, it does count.
Okay.
If you had been here on time, you would have heard that.
Mm.
Okay. we come back to Kristen for 2 picks.
Okay. I'm going to go with kind of they have a very powerful manager. I don't think they've ever been nominated. I think that could really happen for them this year. We are solidly in the MTV era. We've moved into the 90s. I'm picking No Doubt.
Okay, yeah. Yep. Irving Azoff, famously their manager, at the very least in Gwen Stefani's corner. And as we get into the 90s, they're going to come up. I mean...
They're going to come up. I don't know if it'll be this year with her making some really... questionable comments about just being Japanese. I don't agree with that.
But she did, she participated in the, I want to say, Jimmy Iovine package.
Yeah, she
package,
did. She
right?
was in the package. She
and
was
she
all
might
over
have been
it.
In one of the
and
other ones.
She was also in another one, I want to say. She's all over the hall. And she is just like, No Doubt is a good.
Maybe Duran Duran or something. Yeah, yeah. But she was.
They're going to be in the mix eventually, and I just think it could happen
Another
for them this year.
Another industry darling.
Yeah.
Not unlike Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, so that's... So I'm picking
inducted
them.
Inducted the Police back in 2003, so a long-standing history with the Hall, No Doubt. And then you got another one, because it is a snake draft, so...
Okay, so... Oh. See, this is where I have some, like, interesting, fun ones that I really want to pick, and maybe I'll do that for my final one. I have one that I'm so close to just doing, because it's in my top little bracket part, but I just don't think I'm going to pick it. I think that it could happen this year, I'm going to pick Diana Ross.
Okay, Diana Ross solo. Nice. Of course, Diana is in as one of the Supremes back
in. But I
in
think it could happen for her as
80s.
Far as, like, we are in a point where we are doing double inductions on women, and she's still alive. Mm-hmm. She's very important.
They can get her daughter.
She's very beloved.
To do it.
Her daughter will show up. Yeah. Questlove, I'm sure, is connected in some way.
Ashley
to,
Simpson married
you know,
to her son.
Like, I just think, I
the
think
whole
Diana,
Simpson clan.
I think, and she's never been nominated. And so
it's true.
I think I choose her.
Okay. Diana Ross solo. And, Jimmy, let's get your pick, and then after your pick, I think we're going to take a quick break, so make it exciting.
Well, I can't promise that.
Shit.
What I will say is that I will choose In Excess.
Damn it!
Like
that was who I almost chose. That was my, I really did. That was, it was between, oh,
well, I'm very excited
damn,
that you went
I'm
with Diana Ross.
To,
In Excess seems like a logical next step
it's
after
a
Duran
very
Duran.
Good
it does
choice.
To me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It does to me.
It's a very good choice.
That,
they
Jimmy
were
Stone.
Very high on my list. I am.
Yeah.
That would have been one I would have enjoyed also drafting.
Great band. And,
oh, good Lord. Papers down.
Papers
down.
Are flying everywhere. I think that means it's time to take a break. We have to pick things up off the ground, out of the street, out of a dog's mouth. It's chaos out here in the yard for the 2023 Rock Hall Draft. We'll be right back.
Hey, Pantheon listeners. Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Pantheon.
Welcome back, everybody. We hope you had a nice break. We hope over your break you got your shit in order.
For
you
once pick, in your damn life.
You picked the things off the ground. You picked yourself up off the ground, and you looked forward to the future, and you said, I've got this.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, we go to River Butcher.
Oh, boy.
With your fourth pick.
Sure. Let's see. I feel like this is just my fun year. You know what I mean? I'm just happy to be here. I'll go with Chaka Khan.
All
I like it.
All right.
I like what I'm hearing.
Chaka Khan, everybody. Chaka
I would
Khan.
Love that.
I feel for you.
It'd be great.
I think I love you.
I'm going to call that a win for me as well. If Chaka gets in.
We'll share this.
Been on the ballot
been
so
on
many
the ballot
times.
So many times. Come
solo
on.
Solo with Rufus. Feels like we're getting to a point where that side category is going to have to come into play.
Yeah.
With Chaka.
I will tell you, she's going to be
really
my pick
happen.
For that side category.
Yeah, side category for real.
I will tell you that.
Thank you for indulging.
Sure.
Divulging and indulging me. But yeah, it just, as we get closer, I mean, there are artists that are going to get in the hall that it's going to feel weird if they get in before Chaka. Mm-hmm. She's just on that line, in that lineage. She connects, you know, kind of the Arethas and the Tinas to the 80s. And she's just an important vocalist, great career. And we know the hall likes her. So great pick. All right, Joey, it's your turn.
I went from a couple of wild picks to I'm going to go incredibly safe here. Give me the New York Dolls.
Okay. Grabbing.
I think they're getting in as a side category this year.
Mm-hmm. Been on the
they're
ballot.
They're going to backdoor them.
At this point,
the backdoor
three
CDGBs,
times.
Or the backdoor of Mercer Street.
Yeah, the Mercer Arts Center. And that building's going to crumble. but before it does...
Yeah, while Bobby Cannavale does, like, massive lines of coke.
Yeah. As immortalized in everyone's favorite show, Vinyl.
Vinyl!
Of course, talking about the program Vinyl. Okay, looking good. Time for me to do two picks. And,
oh, boy, and these are Joe's last two picks?
These are my last two picks. We're going to close out that
two picks,
that fourth round, and then begin the fifth round, and then I'll be done with my regular picks. And we have some interesting artists still on the table.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to... I'm not convinced that the Hall is done with classic rock.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I could be wrong. They do seem to be moving forward to different genres. But I am going to pick someone who has been drafted before. Picking Peter Frampton.
I had Peter Frampton on my list.
You know, someone whose case, I would say, not super strong. But, you know, that Frampton Comes Alive was a gigantic album. And, yeah, he's satisfied. I think he's well-liked. I think he is, too.
He's a very nice man.
Yeah. And so I'll pick Peter Frampton. And then that for my last slot, you know.
Wasn't even on my list. Who cares, man? No.
That dismissive.
I'm done. I've moved. My list is now mostly artists that I would like to see in the Hall. Yeah.
I've got a lot of different types of artists left on my list. I'm going to go for this one. Never been on a ballot before. Also, news came out that she is ill. I believe she has ALS. She should be in the Rock Hall. Mm. And I'm going with Roberta Flack.
Mm. Oh,
no, I didn't know that about Roberta.
I didn't know that about Roberta.
And I'm thinking with that news
that could,
out there yeah. and with Lauryn Hill becoming eligible next year, might be the right time to put in the originator of Killing Me Softly, Roberta Flack.
Boy, gotta love that.
All right, Joey, last pick in the regular round.
I wanted to go... Pardo took Iron Maiden, and I think now that Judas Priest is in, there's a metal slot, and I'm taking Motorhead.
Very good choice.
It's a good choice.
I had them on my list.
Didn't have them on mine. But I'm doing some weird stuff this year. But good weird, I think.
But Motorhead's going to return. I'm putting the umlauts.
Great job with the
Can't remember if it's on both. I think it's on both.
Your head.
Motorhead. But yeah, you know, Motorhead's going to return at some point. Is it going to be this year? Who's to say? But they're all dead. Yeah. All right, River. it's your turn for your final pick.
Okay, great. Final pick for me. Let's see. Do I want to have fun or do I want to have more fun? You know what I mean? I don't know.
Are you in it for the points or are you in it for the laughs?
Yeah, I don't know. Great question. This is probably, who knows, whatever. I don't need to. I'm going to be vulnerable. Fiona Apple.
Okay. Nice.
Sure.
That's no, good pick.
That's a good pick.
I think she did all the things on the internet.
I think I took her.
She's in the first
basically
round.
Basically a lawyer. Last year,
I love
She's
her.
Like a lawyer now. She did some things. I know that's competition with Sheryl Crow, but in my mind, not really.
Yeah. Maybe for the Hall, but like spiritually, no. That was a first round pick last year, so I say good. And now we go to Jimmy.
I'll take Kate Bush. Ooh, chosen. My fault. I will go. I think I'm going for an easy 1 point here. Dionne Warwick.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. Fair.
Nice.
Yeah. My calculation was maybe they'll shift from Dionne to Roberta. Mm-hmm. Similar lanes
as Diana.
Sure. But yeah, I mean Dionne. You know, I think her documentary finally came out. Although I feel like it was on CNN, so not
dear.
As prestigious.
Oh,
but
no.
She's still out there
but
tweeting.
Probably more people.
See it,
people
know?
Saw it on CNN.
Yeah.
Right. Good pick.
Just ambiently playing in living rooms across the United States.
Mm. Yeah.
In airports and hotel rooms. Okay.
Oh,
and then
boy,
for the
oh
final overall pick in the 2023 Rock Hall Draft,
come on,
Kristen Studdard.
Okay, so here's the thing. Right now I have a very female-centric
absolutely.
Ballot, which I really enjoy. And I kind of want to just, you know, round it out, no mm-hmm. problem. Mm-hmm. There, mm-hmm. And I have a couple of things that I could choose to round that out. And I'd be very happy to pick either of these. But at the same time...
You want to be a traitor to all women. So.
I am a gender traitor. No, I am... At the same time, there were a couple of acts that I was like, oh, wouldn't that be fun if they got in? I think what I'm going to do... I'm going to Oh, wow.
I'd say take your time.
Certainly. Well, you know, the question is, am I in it for the points, or am I picking the Pointer Sisters?
Hey,
really?
Fun.
I'm going to pick the Pointer Sisters.
We lost Anita Pointer this year,
last year.
Great,
I love, that's a great pick. I would love it if the Pointer Sisters got in, and I think, you know, once again, I'm leaning too hard on the Questlove influence, like what mm-hmm. I think,
has
how
one,
much I think he can do.
He has one pick.
Yeah.
There used two picks, really, but, you know, one voice in there, and we don't know.
He has one voice, but he's got two drumsticks, so.
We give him a lot of credit. We don't know what he's doing.
We're not sure.
We have no clue.
My little second tier of people who I'd be excited about, you know, they were the female act in there, and I think it's a fun one. I'm happy to round it out with Pointer Sisters.
So before we go to the next rounds, which I think we should continue the snake out of fairness, let's review the final regular performer slot in nominees that we picked. I picked Kate Bush, Outkast, the B-52s, Peter Frampton, Roberta Flack. Joey Devine picked George Michael, Cher, Willie Nelson, New York Dolls,
That's
Motorhead.
That's a terrible draft. What am I doing?
River grabbed Missy Elliott, Devo, Queens of the Stone Age, Chaka Khan, and Fiona Apple. Jimmy Pardo got Iron Maiden, Cyndi Lauper, Glenn Campbell, NXS, and Dionne Warwick. And Kristen grabbed Sheryl Crow, Mariah Carey, No Doubt, Diana Ross, and the Pointer Sisters.
If I recall last year, I also didn't draft a single woman
I don't
as well.
Believe you did.
So
yeah,
I got
you
did not. I've
evened it out.
And we,
We'll see. It would be
all
so
right
funny
the universe
if it didn't work out for you. All right, and I think we should, as we go to the side category drafting, we should keep the snake going, and we should start with Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
So just to... this is new. We haven't done this before. This could be any side category. Could be the non-performer. Early influence. Could be musical excellence.
This is not wild card.
Not wild card yet.
Thank you for your time.
We'll do the wild one at the end.
Fun. Fun.
Very fun.
Oh, wait. Did I remember this correctly? Oh, wait. Maybe I forgot. Oh, crap. They might already be in. Is MC5 in yet?
No.
Damn.
Oh, then I want them.
Okay. Great.
I was like, I couldn't remember if they had been inducted side category yet, or if we've just been saying it for so mm-hmm. long.
No, we have not seen an MC5 like. Induction you. Yet, and if they're going to get in, it's going to be in a side category. So that's a savvy pick.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy, we come to you.
Boy, you know what? I all the side category choices that I had were taken.
Mm.
Either in the meat of the draft.
Yeah, you did draft Glenn Campbell regular style.
Yes, I did.
Which could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Dion too. This is stupid, but I'll say Jethro Tull. I'll go with Jethro Tull.
Fair enough.
For in flute excellence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Without Tull, there's no Lizzo.
In my opinion,
there you go.
If that's good. If Jethro Tull was on the ballot, they'd get in.
Yeah,
same. I think they'd try him on the ballot before they snuck him in. But, you know, y'all, like you said, all your picks were gone, so you had to pick somebody.
I had to do something, and the other choices would not fit this category at all,
mm-hmm.
or this concept at all.
And that's fair. All right, River.
It could also be a producer, a manager, a music business person, just as
a non-performer.
I don't know anything about any of
that. You know, the only reason I do is because they keep inducting every manager and record that ever existed.
They really love to do that.
Well, can you even imagine? Anyway, I think, you know, I was going to go, the more you guys picked and the more I listened to this, I was like, I'm changing my mind completely. And I think I'm just going to go with a safe thing, I think, which is Thin Lizzy.
All right, sure. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that is... I agree. I don't know what I agreed with, but I agree with something.
You agree with me, Jimmy, and that's all I care
there's
about.
There's no question about it, Riv. Riv, are you comfortable with Riv?
I'm comfortable with
okay.
it.
Okay. I wasn't sure it came out of my mouth.
It's all that was available on Instagram and Twitter by the time I changed my name, so...
You're
going to have
choice.
To get comfortable with it. Yeah.
Thin Lizzy could be a Judas Priest in that way of, you know, very clearly not going to get the votes, and so we want to put Thin Lizzy in regardless. All right, Joey, side category, what do you got?
Does Bruce Springsteen have, like, a chauffeur or something that's not in?
Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah, put in Obama.
Yeah. Obama.
Because he's buds with Bruce.
For that podcast.
I mean, your head's in the right space.
You really...
No.
In the Bruce extended universe.
Yeah. No, I'm going to take a producer, and I'm going to take Brian Eno.
All right.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Boy.
That's
a good pick.
That is a great pick, because that's somebody who people have been snubbing about for many years.
He's in.
And he's
with
in.
Roxy
but,
Music didn't
but
show
like,
up.
As his production should be...
Production/solo.
Yeah.
Like, if you do that musical
his
excellence,
musical
you can
excellence should be noted.
Encompass so many different things.
We're at the head of the snake.
All right, we're the head of snake. I'm doing my side category. I am going to pick a producer, but I'm going to pick a producer who is decidedly a non-performer. I'm going with Rick Rubin.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's a really good choice.
I feel like, you know, has worked with everybody, is well connected, is constantly on TV, has documentaries. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
He is just, he's so visible. He will get in at one point. And I think, and also like he, Def Jam, and like, you know, he's a.
No,
does the Mall have a no shirt, no shoes, no entrance rule though?
A dress code that might keep him out of the physical space.
I also feel like there's buzz about him right now because he gave that interview where he's like, I don't know shit about music.
Yeah.
He said,
I don't know how to work a board. I'm all vibes.
Yeah.
I know somebody that works with him, Kenny Sluter. Works over there and produces with Rick.
That's okay.
And that's confirmed.
He does all the board stuff.
I don't know if that's
He does
true.
All the technical stuff. Rick does vibes.
The thing is, I've talked to people who know who are like, he knows how to work a board. He just knows that sound. That's like going to catch on if he says.
Hey, that's a rock and roll soundbite, you know? He
absolutely.
Knows what to do. Sure.
All right, wild card time. And so before we do these, we'll have to see if anybody has these... these artists on their list anywhere. Otherwise, they cannot.
Do we need to now go through and say who the rest of our lists were?
We do not.
Okay.
So, did anyone have Barry White?
No.
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 I'm choosing Barry White for my wild card. Barry White does not get the due that he deserves. One of those names.
He chased those snakes out of Springfield.
He sure did on Whacking Dick.
Yeah.
But one of those names that, like, everybody knows him. Like, it passes, does my mom know them test, which is, like, kind of our ultimate test of if you can get inducted. But doesn't seem, and has a bunch of songs people know and people freaking make love to.
So many babies born from him singing.
Mm-hmm. And I just feel like if he made the ballot, he'd get in. Mm-hmm. But is not thought of, so it's a wild card. All right, and we're going to go to Joey. Who's your wild card?
This is a group I don't think anybody has on. They've been eligible for, like, a long time. Look, people make fun of ska, but if a ska band's going to
really
get in, it's the specials.
This is on my list,
oh,
Joey.
Oh, sure. Mind.
They were my last
Weird.
Person, because I had to put, you said have 25, mm-hmm. and my 25th one
on
was
there?
The specials.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I thought if a ska band, and they were going to be, I was like, could I sneak them in as my wild card pick as well?
Then, seeing
really,
as that's taken,
guess again.
Does anyone have Big Star on there?
I have them on my wild at the first one as my wild card list.
All right, what about King Crimson?
I don't have King Crimson.
I don't either.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
All right, give me All King right. Crimson.
King Crimson, one of those bands that, like, if you like prog, you will not shut up about how they're not in the Rock Hall. but, yeah, I think... you know, King Crimson was, I was going to say, they were sampled by Kanye. Maybe don't bring that up.
Yeah.
maybe that doesn't work anymore. But, you know, they're one of those bands that has like a, you know, they were like great musicians.
Yeah. There's just going to be a 70s band, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, where are we going here? You know what I mean? Is it Frampton or is it like a weird prog band? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. I like it. Good choice. All right, River, wild card.
All right, wild card. This might be my favorite pick of the whole thing.
Oh,
heading
boy.
Into it.
Ooh.
And I'm picking this simply just because I want to talk about them.
Sure.
Does anybody have Shuhada Sadikat on their board?
I do.
You do?
No, of course I don't. No.
Otherwise known as Sinead O'Connor. Otherwise known as Sinead O'Connor.
All right.
Nobody
All
has right. Sinead O'Connor.
Did anyone have Sinead?
No.
Even though it was brought up in the email.
After it was brought up in the email.
Oh, it was? I didn't even see it.
You
brought
it up.
Well, at least I was on time.
You said, has anybody watched the Sinead O'Connor documentary?
Well, that's why I'm bringing it up, because I just want to recommend that documentary, Nothing Compares, because it's really great. And I also think it will happen at some point. Something will happen for... that person, maybe not at the Rock Hall or whatever, but I do think that it...
Well, Sinead was done wrong.
On the road to redemption.
We're on the road to redemption for many people from the 90s that were done
100%.
Deeply wrong. We had Janet, we had Britney, we have, hopefully Sinead is next.
What's interesting to me is I think people are still too afraid to touch the Pope thing, which is nuts.
Yeah, for a weird thing.
So nuts.
We really, yeah, like, yeah. We have evidence. We're done. We don't need to.
Yeah, no, she was right.
She was
totally right.
She was 100%
right. Yeah. She also, it's not like she did that to do anything other than to do that. You know
right.
what I mean?
She
so, like, and I listened to this other podcast that I won't name because this is a podcast, but they mentioned that, like, how come none of, like, the Lilith Fair, any of those people mm-hmm. did anything to, like, bring her back in? Because she continued making music.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. She was canceled, or they were canceled. I think they use they now.
Okay.
But I'm not totally sure.
I believe it was a little difficult to work with as well.
Yeah, I hear that also.
That
but it's like,
it.
You know many, who's difficult you know, to whatever. Work with? Men. Am I right?
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Rock
they
and
don't
roll
show up on time.
Right. Yeah, they show up late. Yeah. They don't read well. Yeah.
So anyway, I just wanted to bring that person up, and everybody should watch Nothing Compares.
I think that's a great
that
pick.
That sounds great.
That was my activist pick.
Yeah, and I don't think pick. I don't think out of the question getting on the ballot would not surprise me. It would surprise me, but I wouldn't be like, how? All right, Jimmy.
Okay.
Wild card pick.
I just want to say, by the way, River didn't want to mention the podcast, but I'm okay with it. It was never not funny. That was the podcast.
That's right, yeah. I didn't want to drop that.
Sticking with the 70s / 80s rock and roll, Foreigner. I'll go with Foreigner. I
nobody
very safely know
that?
Nobody has that on
there.
The list. Maybe, Joe?
No, I didn't.
I don't think I wrote it down.
I thought about Foreigner.
Yeah.
I think this might be a year for them. There's been some buzz.
I wanted to let Jimmy have that one.
You could put an extra pick in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But as long as no one else
no
has
one
it.
No one else has it. Oh, boy.
As long as no one just randomly wrote the Specials as their 25th pick for no reason.
Now, okay. Jimmy, for real, is there buzz, or did you just say that?
No, I actually, you know, the limited research I did was there's buzz and that it could fill the, you know, the classic rock slot.
Mm-hmm.
The Pat Benatar slot.
I think you're right, and I, you know, there was a time, like, right after Bon Jovi, Moody Blues, Cars, Dire Straits all got in on the same year, I was, like, gritting my teeth about, like, well, next year it's going to be Foreigner and Bad Company, and I was very against it. I believe on record I referred to a group of them as the Sinister Six.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, is that, that's not, that seems unfair to a guy like me who... Those are his six favorite bands.
Well, I have turned a corner. I am now. We have had a few years of, like, really branching out and getting different genres, and we haven't had a ton of those types of bands. If Foreigner got in, I would be kind of excited.
I think if you took a second, if you would just take one goddamn second
just
and
breathe.
Look at their list of hits, they were nonstop from 78 mm-hmm. to 84. Mm-hmm. They really were.
They're
good songs.
Yeah.
And Lou Gramm's a great vocal. I mean, I stand
great
by my pick.
Great solo stuff.
What's that?
Yeah, Lou Gramm has some good stuff. Solo stuff.
Great solo stuff.
Great solo stuff.
You and me, co-written with the great Holly Knight. Listen, I'm in on Foreigner.
All in.
I would also say, and this is just like a quick personal anecdote, when I was in high school, I really liked classic rock, and I was into it. And then I, like, as I got into my 20s, I was like, no, I got to be into, like, the cool stuff. You know, I'm not like, that's not what, I'm going to listen to, like, a deep cut Elvis Costello album. And in my 30s, I'm headed back that direction where I'm like, some of these Foreigner songs are just a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Follow and, up. Like, you're only in your 30s?
You look like shit.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. And for our true final pick, wild card, we go to my co-host, Kristen Studdard.
All right.
To close this year of drafting out.
This one might take a little bit because I don't know. I'm going to go through. Did anybody have Tears for Fears on their...
I do have Tears for Fears on my list. I'm sorry.
That is one I was really... That's one I'm excited... I really want to pick
know,
them.
I
really want to pick them so bad. Okay. The Specials was going to be my wild card
mm-hmm.
pick.
It's a good one.
Let's see. Did anybody have... Oh, this is fun. Did anyone have TLC?
No.
I did.
You did? Okay.
Did you just point at me?
Yeah, because I looked
You've
at your
You've been sneaking over a little
picked.
Bit. You
after you looked, mouth. After you picked, I was like, I wonder who Jimmy's got not picked.
Did anybody have the Black Eyed Peas?
No, I do not.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Wild card pick. Let's do it.
Wow.
Let's do it.
Okay.
It's a wild card spot. Who freaking cares, man? I'll take them.
Yeah, get Apple.
Let's get it started.
Hashtag Apple the app in the hall.
Let's go. the black
newly eligible.
Watch them get in first year, first ballot, first year.
Oh my God!
Let's go, BEP.
I hope so. Are you, Kristen? Are you saying? I got a feeling.
I got a feeling.
Good Lord! Wow, you really.
It does. It does. Come on, that is fun.
It does open up Pitbull for when he's eligible to get in.
I love it. Let's do it.
Yeah, wow. America's greatest uncle nephew rock band, LMFAO.
Yes, part of the Barry Gordy diaspora. All right, so
that'd be fun.
The side category slots: I picked Rick Rubin, Joey picked Brian Eno, River picked Thin Lizzy, Jimmy picked Jethro Tull, and Kristen picked MC5. Wild cards, I had Barry White, Joey had King Crimson, River had Sinead O'Connor, Jimmy had Foreigner, and Kristen closed this out on a high note with the Black Eyed Peas. And that's going to be our draft for 2023. Good work, everybody. And I think now is the time to, if you want to say who else you had on your list.
Oh.
The highest one I had on my list that I was kind of waffling about because the lead singer is a bit of a dip, but I do think they're going to have to get into Smashing Pumpkins.
I have them on my list, also. Yeah.
Like, that's going to have to happen.
At
but,
some point.
Billy Corgan is not, you know, he's been like Alex Jones. He's just been like, he's flirted with like the alt-right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
He's gone bananas.
Which is why people are like.
That's the same reason I don't have the Smiths getting in for like another 20
Smiths are on my list as well. It kind of pained me to not pick Joy Division New Order.
Same.
But I mean,
it's just not seeming well. You know who I had high on my list that didn't get picked this year, but I think just because of very clearly what happened at the ceremony this year is Alanis. I think.
Oh yeah, that, to not pick Alanis because she was going to perform.
Because she was
going to
perform,
some,
and then very vocally said that she had, you know,
she was mistreated,
and so I don't see either of them being excited, like her being excited to be in, or them
and
being
them
excited
wanted,
to nominate her.
Precisely.
But she would have in if that hadn't happened, she would have been a very
someone
high pick
her
for
bit.
Me.
I, you know, Destiny's Child was newly eligible, and I was not going to pick
on
Destiny's
my list,
Child.
Yeah.
But what I was thinking was, if they come up, someone will probably say, what about TLC?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even, as we have a little bit of an open window for hip-hop, what about Salt-N-Pepa?
Yes.
Oh, they're here.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's not... We didn't pick a lot of hip-hop this year.
No. Well, because it's hard to, like, figure out where... Because I had Snoop Dogg on my list.
I had Snoop Dogg. Yeah. I also had Wu-Tang.
I had Wu-Tang as well. I had Queen Latifah.
Nas, I also had.
I had Snoop Dogg and TLC.
There's a lot of ways to go from here. Warwick.
I had Mary J. Blige in there as well as
yes.
somebody
she could
who
return
could
to Mary.
Return at some point. But I just don't see it happening right away.
Well, Joey will tell you because he's looked at my list.
I didn't see that.
I had Destiny's Child as my
Tribe.
Next pick.
That was, interesting.
That
ah.
Had there also, been one more.
Yeah.
Also, Tribe, I think, could hit the ballot again.
I would say.
But I don't think it'll be back to back.
Probably going to be, yeah, exactly, not back to back. Anyone else?
My other weird wild card was going to be Weird Al.
Mm. Yeah, I also had Weird Al.
Thought
on
about
the
it.
List.
If somebody had Foreigner on their list, I would have.
Because he had the movie this year, you know, he's being talked about.
And
so.
He's the nicest man in the world. Yeah. So
extremely
nice. See those
I
people.
Also had Soundgarden was one that I
to
had
me,
on my
that's
that
what I felt like
picked.
Is going to prevent Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah, totally.
Is bands like Jane's Addiction and Soundgarden.
Yeah.
And even Smashing Pumpkins that are like kind of in the queue
ahead
of them.
Yeah, to me, those bands have to get in, like even Rage has to get in before Smashing Pumpkins. Mm. Like, I mean, they don't have to, but it's like,
well,
you can just keep pushing Smashing Pumpkins because there are still these 90s bands that are like
that should get in before them, but Rage has just had such a difficult time on five ballots. You wonder if they're gonna. I feel like when Rage goes away, the first time they were not on the ballot, it was Soundgarden.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And so it might be a kind of do-si-do between those two.
I think we could
two.
See them on the ballot again this year.
Oasis is gonna show up at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I had them.
I did not have them on my list this year. Didn't even think about them. They burned me so hard.
Yeah, right.
I was
one of the ones.
Not again.
I also feel like the Pixies are going to have to be on the ballot at some point. Mm-hmm. They might not stand a chance, but like of that like milieu of kind of underground 80s alternative artists, like they probably stand the best chance, in my opinion.
Yeah.
No, hold
for some sort of insert.
Also, I can edit that out.
No, I actually think the interesting thing about the Pixies is, like, when you ask an older person, like, people who were alive there, like, there's a weird generation gap with the importance of the Pixies, where, like, people who grew up with Fight Club and people who grew up, like, when that was happening, they're always like, the Pixies, it's the Replacements, they're the important one. Mm-hmm. And then for, like, millennials, it's like, why aren't the Pixies in?
Yeah. Well, because then the Pixies, decades later, became a rather big touring act.
Yeah.
You know?
I think Sonic Youth also is a band that's going to have to be on this ballot at some point.
It's like Replacement, Sonic Youth, Pixies, like, they're all kind of part of that, that same.
But I feel like
world.
Sonic Youth will be an MC5, where, like...
there are certain music heads who are going to be like, well, how can we not have Sonic Youth? They got to be in. And then there are going to be a lot of voters who are like, I do not get it.
Yeah.
I just do not get it, which I believe is how people feel about MC5. We're just like, no thanks.
I always take a punk band, and I didn't this year, but I was going to be like Husker Du. That's my pick.
That would have been pretty wild, but it would have gotten us a few extra umlauts on the board, which would have been nice.
Speaking of umlauts, Motley Crue was one I thought of for the wild card.
I do think that
that's a good wild
that could
card
happen
pick.
At one point.
I also had to fill that kind of that Lionel Richie, Phil Collins at some point as a solo
Phil
artist.
Collins on there too.
I'm curious about, since he's in with Genesis, I'm curious about if there will be much of a rush to get him in.
I didn't suggest a rush. I said at some point, Joe. At some point.
Fair.
You can't hurry love.
You have to wait.
Very nice.
There you go.
I do think we talked about Irving Azoff and the connection with Gwen Stefani. He also reps Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, gosh. Oh, well, Lord. We had Dave Matthews Band has been nominated. Buffett can do it. I mean, who the hell knows?
Buffett would go
not
right
to say
in.
That they're exactly the same, but you see
the
what
parallels
I'm
are pretty clear.
Fun side story. I was driving in Beverly Hills, and I was at a stoplight, and the car behind me, I saw in my rear view, I was like, oh, that car's not stopping. That car's not smash. They rear end me. And then we both get out of her car. The woman hops out of her car. I'm Jimmy Buffett's wife. I'm Jimmy Buffett's wife. We don't need to bring insurance into this.
Wow. Like,
you're right. We don't, ma'am.
She,
understood.
Two flip-flops, you know, hit the pavement. Yeah. She comes out.
Carrot burger. Take the carrot off.
Flop, 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 flop.
Oh, man.
And I put the screws to him, man. Oh, did I take took the Buffets for all their dough.
Very good. Yeah. You've got a timeshare now.
Yeah, I do. Like,
what down to Margaritaville.
I don't know if there's any damage. Nice to meet you. Not a big fan of your husband's.
Well,
his music's fine. I don't know why I had to make that was unfair.
I
mean,
I don't know.
I don't think so.
It's fun. I don't own a single Jimmy Buffett, nor will I. But it's fun nonsense.
Are you going to be the person who's standing up against the Jimmy Buffett cause? Like, it's
what's the cause?
Like, it's like children are listening to music, and you're like, this is dumb, you know?
Yeah, but it's adult, adult
but
children.
It's adult children.
I mean, Buffett getting in would open the door for Kenny Chesney.
He's doing the Watermelon March, whatever the hell he's doing. Crawl.
If Buffett got in, I think a country guy would probably induct him, though. I feel like he is more important to... Mm. country musicians than he is
I feel
rock.
Like a parrot would induct him.
If you look in Curtis, if you look at his greatest hits, like the vinyl version, those are 10 songs you all know. Like you would.
Okay.
Really?
I think we're topping out at 4.
Yeah.
Probably.
I definitely know the song Margaritaville. Yeah.
Margaritaville, Cheeseburger in Paradise.
And I've heard Cheeseburger in
the
Paradise.
The pencil-thin mustache one.
That's what?
Fins.
Let's Get Drunk and Screw.
Is that him?
Mm-hmm.
Right? He doesn't sing the Pina Colada song, though.
No, that's
Rupert Holmes.
Holmes.
Great. Oh.
He also covers Nobody Brown Eyed Girl, but...
He also does not sing The Lime and the Coconut, which is Harry Nilsson, who should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay. Drafted Harry.
Nilsson would have been a good wild card, but you probably had him on your list.
I did have Nilsson on my list.
Yeah, of course. Okay, there you go. So that's how I wound up with the Black Eyed Peas.
Well, the ballot, I think, will come out soon, hopefully next week, so that we can cover it. And that'll be the first round of finding out where we stand with our points. But
wow.
Could be anybody's game. Thank you guys for joining us. And we'll do some plugs. Jimmy, podcast is never not funny.
That's exactly right. Of course, my web series, Jimmy's Records and Tapes, where I go through top five favorite songs that feature a harmonica. Top five favorite songs with a great guitar solo. Mm-hmm. They're my favorites. I'm not saying they're the best songs
ever. Greatest, yeah.
These are my five favorites.
I think our listeners would enjoy
I think
that.
Yeah.
I think they would very much
would
so.
Into.
So please, Jimmy's Records and Tapes, it's on YouTube, and go and look at it.
Nice. Excellent.
If you want, I don't.
Sure.
Live your life.
We're not. No pressure. There's no rush.
There's no.
River.
What do I have to plug? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You can go to my website. That's where I have my tour dates, riverbutcher.com. Yeah. I think today is 30 days off of Twitter, which feels great to me.
Ooh, yeah. Congratulations.
I'm
there really, was a lightness in your step.
Yeah, I feel very different, which is nice. So I'm not really on that, but you can follow me on that if you want to. I didn't kill it or anything. And I don't know. I'm just living my life these
Fuck
days.
Fuck yeah, bro.
But I do want to say I really love doing this with you guys, so thanks for inviting me. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, this is a blast.
So much
yeah,
fun.
This is fun.
Hey, check out the Sinead O'Connor documentary.
That's right. Check out
Nothing Compares. If you want River to get back on Twitter, start tweeting about Sinead O'Connor doc, okay? It could happen.
Beautiful. And then, Joey, what do you got? Roundball Rock Pod?
Roundball Rock, the basketball podcast. Also, speaking of basketball and Jimmy Buffett, my favorite Jimmy Buffett thing was one time he was swearing too much courtside at a Miami Heat game, and then a ref threw him out of the arena.
Wow, decidedly unchill.
Yeah, and then Pat Riley asked the guy, "What, are you not a parrot head?" And he got a technical because the ref thought parrot head was like a name call. Yeah.
Oh,
really
wow.
funny.
Dang.
Yeah.
All right.
So listen to Roundball Rock. There's stuff like we talk about stuff like
stories like that and more.
Wow.
And of course, our listeners can follow us at Rock Hall Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Rockhallpod@gmail.com is the email. If you want Kristen to see that, you need to designate that somewhere in the message. Otherwise, I'm not going to share it with her. She doesn't want to see it. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review us 5 stars only. Anything less than 5 would be cruel. Thank you to future rock legends. I got to throw
out
a big
the reason for the season being nomination season
and our ability to do
to draft.
This.
Anyone's ability to do this.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
FutureRockLegends.com. It makes that possible. So if you're somehow enjoying this podcast and don't know about that website already, check it out. You can. They have all the information. That's where it is. Not on the Rock Hall's website. It's on FutureRockLegends.com.
So true.
So shout out to that site and thank you. Mike Lloyd for the logo, Yusuf Kim for the music, and Pantheon Podcast for hosting us. I'm Joe Quazala.
And I'm Kristen Studdard.
And who cares
about the Rock Hall?
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who helped make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.